Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
You know, so more and more we're, finding these types of apps that we can, have on our smartphones and stuff that help us, well, apparently help us with everything in life now, right? They keep track of what we're eating, how much we're eating, exercise. I don't know, I have a lot of friends now doing the GoFit one. I mean, keeps track of how many steps you take. I mean, it's just all kinds of stuff out there. And I think that is beneficial. I found one that I thought was really interesting that's focusing more on teenagers and helping them, to maintain a healthy weight. So I wanted to bring on the CEO and co-founder of this app. Her name is Joanna Strober. She's a married mother of three. Joanna found it, I think it's Curbo, in 2013 after encountering firsthand the issues associated with her son's struggle to lose weight. It was her frustration in finding a safe, effective, convenient, and affordable solution to her family situation that led her to create this app based on a program from Stanford's renowned Pediatric Obesity Center. Joanna, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you.
So let's just get in. Why don't you? Yeah, well, thanks for coming on. Just explain to us right off the bat what was really the idea driving you to develop. And is it the Curbo app? Is that right?
Yes.
So what was really? Tell us a little bit of the inspiration for this.
So my son had developed a weight problem, and every year we'd go to the doctor, and the doctor would say, "Don't worry, he'll outgrow it." And then suddenly, at age 11, we went in, and the doctor looked at me and said, "Worry." I had a problem, and I had to do something about it. And I went home and started Googling how to help my son to deal with this and how to help myself deal with it, and learned that there were very few solutions available. And the doctor really didn't know how to help us. They could say, "Exercise more, eat less," and that was the extent of their advice.
Yeah.
So my background is in technology, and I saw that a number of companies were getting started to help adults eat healthier and lose weight using their smartphones, and realized that there would be an opportunity for us to do one for children. And so
let me ask you. Let me back up for a sec, though, Joanna. When you were going to your doctors, because I think this is an important conversation here. When you were taking your son in to go see the pediatrician, right, and You felt as a mom, your intuition maybe was that there was a weight issue, but the doctor really wasn't listening. I mean, how did that make you feel as a parent when he just kept saying, or she just kept saying, "Oh, don't worry about it," until finally, at age 11, there was definitely an issue? I mean, did you feel like you weren't being listened to, or what?
The truth is, you don't really know when you're a parent, your child's BMI might be high, and historically, kids did outgrow it. Research shows that actually kids are not outgrowing it anymore, and that obese kids who are obese at age 5 or age 8 become obese adults. So I think our doctor was wrong initially in saying, "Don't worry about it." But, you also love to hear that, right? You want to hear, "Oh, don't worry, it's not going to be a big problem."
Right.
It's a lot less stressful than being told, "Oh,
yeah,
you have a
right.
problem
yeah.
and you have to do something about it."
Do you think doctors are doing a better job today now? And let me ask you, how long ago was this?
So he's now 13. He is at a healthy BMI. He's doing great. I think that doctors are doing a better job at telling people that they have a problem. They realize that 40% of all kids in the United States are overweight or obese, and this is an enormous public health crisis. So doctors know to tell you that you have a problem, but they don't have any solutions to recommend. And
that whole eat less and exercise more. By the way, Joanna, it's becoming like a cliche that's just getting silly, isn't it? I mean, we know there's so much more to weight issues, and so tell us how does this Curbo app work?
So, as you've discussed earlier many times in your program, tracking is important for kids, for everyone, not just for kids. You have to know what you're doing in order to know how to make changes, and What we don't want kids to do is count calories, because counting calories is dangerous for kids. My son, I showed him the MyFitnessPal app, and he looked, he goes, oh, look, I can lose weight if I just eat 5 bags of potato chips a day. The goal for kids is not to get them to track calories. We need them to eat healthier foods and to change their eating patterns. So we have adapted something called the traffic light diet that was invented by Dr. Len Epstein in the 70s. And essentially, we teach kids to track their foods using red, yellow, and green. So we, using videos and using other other games and other techniques, we teach you what your red, yellow, green foods are. And those red foods, which are the sugar, carbs, and fried foods, we pay attention. We pay particular attention to. Our goal is to get you to track those. And maybe you're starting out having 10 a day. Maybe you're having 20 a day. That's okay. We want to know what, how many you're having, and then we reduce them by 7% a week. And
eventually, working down to the ultimately the, you know, so what's your goal at the end of the, you know, after the end of say a month or two? Is it, is there a certain percent of green foods that you want a teen to be eating?
So we'd love you to increase your greens, but we're far more focused on reducing the reds.
Gotcha.
One thing that we have seen with teen behavior is no one really wants to be told to eat more vegetables. But they are willing to pay more attention to the unhealthy foods they're eating and reduce them. And so that's our goal. And if we can get you down to about three to four reds a day, then the kids lose weight.
So do the kids have to, so how do they, what do they do? Do they have to actually input, like if they're eating something?
They do. So
do they
after
input this
one
in the
time
app?
A day, they get a reminder from us that they should track their foods. They put in their, what they ate during the day. They can do it more if they want, but most kids do it one or two times a day. They track the foods that they ate during the day. They write in. We don't care. A cracker is a cracker for us. We don't care how many calories are in it. So it's not very specific tracking. It's just the foods that you ate. I had a piece of white bread. I had a cracker. I had a sandwich. And then you can click in what you ate in your sandwich. So we see what the foods are. And then the system sees, oh, look, this guy had a burrito. And in the burrito was cheese and sour cream. Let's send him a note saying, maybe next time you could try not to have the sour cream in a burrito. Or we have a lot of kids who are having Pop-Tarts for breakfast. Or they're having energy drinks. So we send you reminders and suggestions of simple changes you could make that don't seem that hard to do, but can make a big difference in your overall diet.
Now, the app comes with, I think I read, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that there were some coaches too that can work with the kids. How does that work?
So what we found is that the app alone works for some percentage of people to lose weight, but the vast majority of people need emotional support to get there. And so we assign you a coach, and that coach texts you during the week, and once a week you have a quick phone call with them where you go over what your goals are, what your objectives are. If you're having a hard time figuring out exercise, they'll send you exercise videos. If you can't figure out what to have as a snack when you come home from school, they'll help you figure out what good snacks are and email your parents telling them what to have in the house. So essentially, that person becomes your emotional support, taking the role of the food parent away from the food police, excuse me, away from the parent and putting it into our system.
Okay.
And when you combine the app with that emotional support, that's when we get the most success.
I'll tell you what, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the benefits of tracking all of this. Is there a website where my listeners can go, Joanna, and learn just about the app itself before maybe putting it on their smartphones?
Yeah, Kurbo, www.kurbo, K-U-R-B-O.com, or you can just go to the App Store directly.
Okay. So that's Kurbo.com to check out the Kurbo app that might help your teenager lose some weight. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.